in the months leading up to the most recent protest in Washington, D.C. against the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Activists and writers such as Cindy Sheehan and David Swanson have called for widespread civil disobedience aimed at getting the attention of policymakers by disrupting business as usual in the capital city. But on March 20th, instead of 100,000 or even tens of thousands of protesters, it was evident from first-hand observation that the event drew at most a few thousand people. Far from disrupting business as usual, the anti-war protest, which took place on a Saturday, seemed to blend in with the flow of tourists and locals enjoying the warm, sunny weather in our nation's capital. On that weekend, far more prominent in the mainstream news was the health care reform showdown in Congress and the immigration reform rally, which drew more than 200,000 people to the National Mall. But among the ordinary protesters who did show up, there were some people advocating either revolution or other ways of intensifying resistance against what they regard as imperialism and militarism.
On a larger scale, we sort of need to do away with the whole capitalist system that we have involved in this country. Some people like Bob right here, he's going to argue that we need a revolution to overthrow it.
That was Rich Marini, who came to Washington, D.C. from New York City. He works with the anti-war activist group The World Can't Wait. Dressed in an orange jumpsuit to evoke the image of a Guantanamo Bay detainee, Marini said he was wearing the costume to call for an end to occupations and torture that are committed for the sake of empire. It's not clear whether the call for shutting down the empire was heard by anyone in the White House across the street. But that was one of the demands protesters in Lafayette Park chanted. Apparently, to many of the anti-war protesters, the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq are part of an imperialist system that causes human suffering at home and abroad. And for some of the protesters, revolution, socialist or otherwise, is a way to bring an end to the empire.
What kind of revolution would that be?
A revolutionary movement of masses of people, fighting for a change.
Violent revolution?
Well, I don't know. People have different opinions on that. They think if you have an armed revolution, it opens up a lot of doors. And I personally would fight for more of a peaceful revolution.
Marini said violent attempts at revolution could result in civil war or a police state.
We'd be driving it towards more of a fascist state, and that's not what we want. We're sort of trying to fight against the fascist remaking.
Peaceful revolution is possible.
That was Tom Lingo. He carried a sign that said on one side, "When the rich wage war, it's the poor who die." And that said on the other side, "Please don't participate in the violence. Please don't volunteer."
It's supposed to happen every 20 years or so. I think it was Jefferson who said something to the effect that, every generation needs a revolution, a changing of the guard. Declaration of Independence is a living document. It changes with time. If it didn't, we'd still have slavery, and the only people who would be allowed to vote would be people who own property. Wow. Women wouldn't have any rights.
Capitalist system, death, reaping profit, making hundreds of billions from the war today. The bloodstained cash, billions stashed as nations and people are burned and slashed.
Agreeing with the message of that parody was a tall, bearded man in his mid-30s who gave his name as John. He was working at an information table for the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Capitalism is at the root of the war. The war, in its essence, really is a war of aggression for domination of what's perhaps the most important region of the world for Wall Street and the oil companies, who are capitalists. What we think will get rid of the antagonism that lies at the heart of the war, which the rich trying to exploit the poor around the world and workers around the war, is to replace the economic system with a system to produce for people's needs instead of for profit. We believe that a revolution is necessary, and revolution it's part of history. It's part of humanity.
What kind of revolution? What would it look like? Or it's who knows.
I mean, it's impossible to tell what a revolution in this country or any country would look like.
A papier-mâché skull the size of a big screen TV inside of a cardboard top hat with long white hair and a white goatee was a carnivalesque rendering of Uncle Sam that one protester, Juan Hernandez, held high in the air with a long pole.
The United States is an evil, fascist, murdering, cowardly country. You know, that's what it is. We're no different than the Nazis.
Like some of the other protesters against the U.S. wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, Hernandez advocated revolution.
Do you think there should be a revolution in this country?
Yeah, but of course, there is going to be one, but not until our dumb brothers are educated. Well, I won't say dumb because they're brainwashed, you know, they're brainwashed. So, you know.
So would that be a violent revolution?
No, the violence is going to come from the capitalist pigs. But today, the people that want to make socialism, they don't need violence anymore. I mean, if you look in South America, they're being voted in. Why are they being voted in? Because the people are being educated first as to what's going on.
What are some of those countries, for example, in South America?
Venezuela, Ecuador, Bolivia, Nicaragua, Uruguay. You know, they just voted in an ex-guerrilla. And that's the new path.
Another protester, Brandon Collins from Charlottesville, Virginia, did not use the word revolution, but he favors intensifying protests against the wars.
I think we need to present a real threat. I think dealing with things like permits is a bad move. I think we need to go outside of the comfort zone. You know, the government and you know, our owners.
You mean permits for protests?
Sure, any of that. You know, they like to say, well, it's free speech and democracy is working. Well, obviously, democracy is not working. So we need to find ways that our free speech can be made without being told where and when to protest and present an actual threat to the ruling class. You know, some of those things are occupying our workplaces, general strike, things like that. You know, voting is not really something that's getting anybody anywhere, and showing up for a protest is great, and we show up in strength, that's good, but we need to find a way to present some kind of threat to the system to get them to listen to us.
Collins said activists fighting against the wars should not walk on eggshells out of fearing a backlash from governments or the corporations that heavily influence them. According to Collins, our country and the world will be worse off if people don't engage in a mass movement of resistance to rein in militarism and imperialism.
We got to rock the boat. I mean, that's the plan. That's what needs to happen, or nothing's going to happen. You know, we need to present a real threat to the ruling class so they'll take us seriously and be scared and make some changes.